This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late spring. When apple blossoms have all fallen, then the first sweet rocket and the fleabane and the sweet Sicily, daisy, white clover, chamomile, star of Bethlehem, lily of the valley, sweet William Meadow, goat's beard, and wood sorrel, well, they're almost all open. The woods are filled with garlic mustard, green and white among the still bare trees. It's the best time of all for blue forget-me-nots and golden ragwort and watercress and wild geranium, for mitrewort, swamp buttercup, white spring cress, and the wild purple phlox. Mock orange and strawberries come into full bloom when the last crabapple petals are gone. In the garden, a few poppies and peonies unravel. Early iris and lupins are budding. Astilbe and clematis have formed flower heads. In the parks, the paths are thick with violets. In late spring, the canopy of leaves becomes slightly thicker every day. In the valleys, the woods are flushed, pale but luminescent. Mountain maples, lilacs, and wild cherries flower. Poison ivy develops to a third of its June size, pacing the Virginia creeper and the wild grapes. Chives blossom in the garden and red buds fade, their leaves replacing blossoms almost overnight. Mayflies are out along the water and bullfrogs call. Minnows and chubs are flushed red for their mating season. Flea time begins for pets, a sign that insect activity is nearing the economic threshold on the farm. Spit bugs grow in the shelter of swamp parsnips, announcing that the first cut of hay will soon be underway. The first small groups of monarch butterflies that left Texas in February cross the Ohio River into the lower Midwest, and flies become pesky in the mild afternoons. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late spring. In the meantime, find just one piece of the season. It is a marker for all the other pieces.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.